Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And once again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. He is the Savior of sinners, and He has given to us His Word whereby we may live and know how to walk and to go through this life. Well, one of the portions of Scripture we want to consider today is from the book of Proverbs, chapter 23. Proverbs 23:17 gives to us these instructions. Let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. Just a quick question. How long do you spend thinking about how sinners succeed? I just recently did a search on the internet on anthropology, and the search engine that I used brought up a great number of sites, some 56,000 different pages, mind you, not subjects, but pages. And these things were showing the things that people had said on a subject. And one of them was about a man who was trying to show where men came from. And I thought of, look how hard these people are laboring to get around the fact that the Bible has said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Look at how many lies they have to tell, rather than to say, yes, I believe the Bible. They have to construct a God for themselves. And then they will tell a lie, write their own story, and others will come along and believe their lie, and they become angry with those who don't believe the lie that they've told. Now, we present the truth. We present the gospel. We see how the Lord changes lives and brings people into a new relationship with Himself, how the Lord delivers those who are in bondage, brings them out. We present this truth and ever declare God's word. And we are the ones who are mocked. But that's no problem. And then you see the Christian making great sacrifices. And again, we're not saying to the world, it's not fair that I have to make all these sacrifices. And look at you, you're forging ahead. And you're, no, we're not. I don't envy sinners. The scriptures tell us, verse 17 of Proverbs chapter 23, let not thine heart envy sinners. I don't envy sinners. I mean, they will break laws. They will cut corners. They will do things and seemingly get away with them. I don't envy them. Those things are going to be dealt with. The Lord will deal with those one day. He indeed will. He indeed will certainly he'll right every wrong. He will deal with the sinner. And again, I'm not sitting here saying, you hurt me now and I can hardly wait for the day the Lord gets. No, I don't even think like that either. We're not to be driven or motivated by what the sinner is going to get. We are to be faithful in serving the Lord, and our focus is to be upon Him. So we're not to spend our time thinking about the way sinners are seemingly getting away. Their foot shall slide in due time. The Lord has set them in slippery places. And we're not to be envious of them in any way, but rather be focused on the Lord. Look to Jesus. Look to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we do thank Thee, Father, for this time to study the Word of God and to encourage Thy people. I ask for power to minister. Lord, open our eyes that we may behold wondrous things out of Thy law as we consider Jacob's life and his flight from his family. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Genesis chapter 28 now. Let's go back there and let's look again at some more devotional thoughts along the life of Jacob and his flight from his brother, being counseled by his mother, her having formulated a plan to send this son away. And Jacob goes to sleep and he dreams a dream. And in this sleep, he sees the angels of God ascending and descending. And he is visited by the Lord, who instructs him as to what the Lord is going to do and who the Lord is. And Jacob wakes up out of his sleep, and he concludes that he is in the place, that the Lord was in this place, and he didn't know it. Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. Now, there are times when the Lord is working and we don't understand, and the moment has passed from us, when we could have been just delighting in the moment, delighting in the opportunity to serve the Lord, but it's gone from us. I take, for example, you may have a situation that's on you, and you can't change the situation, and it seems to be a very heavy situation. But when the situation is upon you, you find yourself praying, you find yourself witnessing for the Lord, you find yourself studying the Bible, you find yourself memorizing Scripture, you find yourself being a good testimony for the Lord, and you're still focusing on that little problem that you had. Now, you may find yourself saying, why have this problem? Lord, deliver me from this problem, but listen to me. Many times it's the Lord using that problem to bring out the sweetness in your life and the usefulness of your life in this world when you have those trials. Now, again, going further, going back to our passage, Jacob didn't know the Lord was in the place where he was. You do not know the Lord is right there with you. You don't sense him because you're focusing upon the problem. And your view is obscured as to what the Lord is doing. And then you look back one day and you'll say, you know, during that time, it was the most painful time in my life. But I sensed the nearness of the Lord at that time, and I would love to have that. But guess what? You can't have that experience unless you have the pain that goes with it. Now, that's not always true. But we're going to one day have this joy of the Lord's presence all the time. We're going to have that one day. Right now, we don't have that. We have it only when we need it. The Lord's grace is sufficient. So don't despise the trials. Accept the grace that God has provided with the trial. Look to the grace side of the matter, okay? Look to the grace side of the issue, and you'll be blessed. If you look to the trouble side of the matter, you're going to miss the blessing, and you'll say, surely the Lord was blessing me, and I did not know it. Well, Jacob was there in the night, and as he awakes out of his sleep, and the Scriptures tell us in verse 17 that he was afraid. And the place where it was, there was a dread that came upon him. And he said, this is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Jacob's conclusion, this is how he saw things. He realized the nearness of God, and as we pointed out before, Jacob had done his brother wrong. He had deceived his father. He had constructed a plan to run that sounded good. And yet the Lord in his mercy still showed Jacob favor. The Lord is a merciful God. And we saw also that the Lord did not abandon Jacob when Jacob deliberately did some things. Now I say this to comfort those who are those of you who might be feeling like the Lord has abandoned you because of something you did and some shame you brought upon a ministry or upon yourself or upon your family, and you think the Lord has abandoned you, let me encourage you to rejoice in the grace and the goodness of the Lord. Confess your sin. forsake the sin, accept the goodness and the grace of the Lord. Now get on with the business that is at hand of serving the Lord. On the other side, I want to say to those who might think, well, if Jacob did this and still had the presence of the Lord, why can't I go ahead and sin? No, if you've had a chance to think like that, you can put yourself down to get ready to get a real good rod of chastening across your back. Because you don't sin presumptuously. You don't presume upon the grace of God. You see, the ones who are hurting because they have sinned, these are the ones I want to help to get back in the battle. Now, those who are looking at sin and wanting to justify their sin, well, it'll be a different story for you. Quite a different story for you. Jacob, the Lord showed mercy to Jacob. And then notice the next step that Jacob does when he rises up in the morning. I noticed this. I never had noticed it before, but look at verse 18 of Genesis 28. Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it up for a pillar and poured oil upon the top of it. Now, the place where he had slept was to become to him a place of a monument, of a change that was in his life. Now, this would be the place where he had met the Lord, a place in which he had sensed the presence of God and knew the greatness of God and the great dread or the awfulness of the Lord. It would be a changing time in his life. He calls the place Bethel, house, the house of God. But the name of that city was called Luz at the first. And so now the change has occurred because something different has happened. What about your life? Are there changes taking place in your life? And when they do occur, do you make it that you're going to remember how the Lord worked and not focus upon some other matter? Jacob was careful in this point. Now, he still fully hasn't gotten perfect yet. And I say that with tongue in cheek, so to speak. Because, again, you find people who make a profession of faith in the Lord, and it seems like they take one step forward and, or two steps forward and one step back, or five steps forward and three steps backward, and it bothers you. Or then it may come that they've taken five steps back forward and six steps backwards, and you keep wondering, what's going on? Well, if there is a step being made, if there is a step being made and there is growth taking place, then be encouraged. Be encouraged and pray. Don't quench the smoking flax or the bruised reed. Don't break it. The Lord can work and use this. Pray for that one. Father, we ask for thy blessings again upon the message on the Word of God today. Strengthen thy people and cause us to be diligent in our service for thee. In Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Well, join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson in Greenville, South Carolina. May the Lord bless you.